Best advice number one. I was a frustrated secretary. I crossed the drawbridge into IPC Magazine's HQ at Kingsreach Tower, but was working at Sensible New Scientist rather than Exciting Honey or Nova, the glossy magazines I adored. My understanding boss asked if I fancied writing some book reviews. Of course, I said yes, despite fearing the slam of some heavy tome about Einstein as it landed on my desk. But they knew my limitations and let me loose with a world atlas, a guide to astronomy, and a women's health manual. My first review was written in my lunch hour on the office typewriter. They wanted 200 words, but I couldn't get it below 300. The sub-editor was a formidable journalist called Ian Lowe, who also wrote the famous Daedalus column. I handed in my review and told him it was a bit long, but he was welcome to cut whatever he liked. However, he was a Fleet Street veteran, and this would not do. If I wanted to protect my writing, it was my job to trim and tweak, and to do what was asked of me. I've been a martyr to word counts ever since. That way, you protect your best words. And yes, this essay comes to precisely 500 words. Best advice number two. I was asked to join the Birds of a Feather team, and felt the double burden of not just being new, but as a woman, being seen as the writer most likely to get under the skin of Sharon, Tracy and Dorian. Before my big break, I'd written countless spec scripts and sent them off in the hope that someone might commission me. Marks and Gran gave me that opportunity, and I could not allow myself to fail. So why was it taking days to write one simple scene, particularly when I'd bashed out my spec scripts over a weekend? I asked veteran writer Anne Valerie what I was doing wrong. Ah, she said, when you first start writing, any old word will do. But with experience, you become more discriminate about the words you choose. That's why it takes longer. You're learning your craft. I can still take days to write one simple scene, but now I blame Facebook and Twitter. Best advice number three. I remained on the Birds team for several years. It was an excellent apprenticeship and I learnt so much. Over time, my scripts became more fluent, more finessed. I could spot the faults and had a toolkit of fixes. But sometimes you create a plot point that feels impossible to fully realise or even escape from. You're stuck in a kind of creative quicksand. My producer, Rosie Bunting, had an excellent tip that I've used ever since. Step into the problem, she would say. Instead of avoiding it, you must acknowledge it and rush headlong into it. Somehow it becomes an unexpected stepping stone that will transport you through the rest of the script. Step into the problem. It works.